This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among the industries exceptionally hard hit by the Great Recession is one that odds are you have not thought of yet. Plant nurseries. The housing bust, competition from big box stores, and some really lousy winters combined to do the trick. But it is not the end of the road for America's greenest industry, as Marketplace's Bree Benishore reports.
It feels like 80 degrees in these giant greenhouses 20 minutes outside of Dayton, Ohio. There are thousands of plants growing in here, and there's also a strategy growing.
I mean, the one we're standing in front of, Savory, is actually a black raspberry. It's the first black raspberry ever to have two crops. So it's a fall bearing and a spring bear.
Felix Cooper is vice president of Gardens Alive. They own plant nurseries and seed companies, and they sell environmentally friendly garden products.
Right across there, we have one of our new grapes. It's a grape that has this continuously fruiting trait. It's the coolest thing we've seen in a long time.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a black raspberry, let alone a double fruiting one. But it's not just cool, it's important to the business. Niles Kinnerk runs Gardens Alive.
There is no question in my mind the future for any business in our industry has to rely on providing to particular niche markets that the big boxes, you know, don't view as big enough to justify their interest.
Big box stores. They are the biggest source of competition for plant nurseries, and between them and the recession, the plant nursery business has gotten nailed. Nationwide, it's lost a third of its growers. So to survive, many nurseries have gone online and are offering what the big box stores aren't: variety and weirdness.
Okay, there's an Amorphophallus titanum.
Tony Avent runs Plant Delights Nursery in North Carolina, where half of the nursery industry was wiped out during and after the recession. And he has taken the whole variety and weirdness strategy to the next level.
It's a plant that has a flower that's 7 to 9 foot tall. It has a smell that resembles, say, running over a pack of animals out in the road, and the smell that would occur several weeks later.
Huh. Roadkill in the garden. Who would buy that?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yes, I have. Yeah.
Greg Matusky is a big-time gardener just out of Philadelphia, and no, he actually wouldn't buy the 9-foot-tall dead carcass plant.
But every year I try something which I consider exotic, something different. So I've grown tobacco, for instance. I've grown cotton. I've grown peanuts. This year I'm going to grow capers.
And he didn't get them from a big-box store.
If you can find 4 or 5 different variety of tomatoes at Home Depot, you're doing pretty well. The selection is much greater when you go online.
Tony Avent at Plant Delights Nursery says this is because the decline of the nursery industry and the rise of the garden department has had a fundamental impact on the plants themselves.
Everything has shifted to plants that have a fast production time, plants which are what's called a 7-racker. Breed your plant short enough so that they can fit on a 7-racker truck. It doesn't really matter anymore to a lot of plant breeders how the plant's going to perform in the garden.
There are a few other things going in the nursery's favor. One is the simple fact that so many of them have gone out of business, which means there's less competition for the ones still around. There are now shortages of some plants that take a while to grow, like landscape trees. Most growers didn't plant many of them 5 years ago when things were bad, so there aren't enough ready now. And that's great for businesses in that niche.
There are actually people who go out and scout landscapes. They will actually go out to properties and proposition the owners to say, we will pay you $50,000 for this tree if you allow us to come in and dig it and move it to a property because of the shortage in the industry.
But the main thing the plant nurseries are banking on is gardeners like Greg Matusky, with a discerning green thumb and a penchant for growing his own food.
Tomatoes are one thing that really blow your brains out when you taste them and you realize what a real tomato tastes like. Cucumbers I find to be the same thing. Eggplant, less bitter than you'll ever taste from the supermarket.
So from new varieties to online merchandising, nurseries are doing everything they can to stick around, supplying gardeners who want fresh pea plants and those who want plants that smell like pea. If the strategy is right, it may, after a 6-year winter, finally be spring for the plant nursery industry. In Dayton, Ohio, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.